And opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, January 27th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for today. Yesterday, I saw a video circulating social media. It's a video of a gentleman on a motorcycle talking to another gentleman in front of their house. And something happened in the corner of his eye that he looked up. And he saw a car traversing, coming toward him. And he must have realized something was untoward happening. And he attempted to take off. But just then the car stopped in front of him. Three men jumped out and he heard pow, 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 pow. I think that was the fourth murder for the year that happened yesterday or the day before. We need to have somebody to be vested in securing our young men. We need someone to reach out and say, I have you. I'm going to give you a hand up, lift you up out of this gutter and have you have options, have you have dreams, have you have desires of being good, desires of something more, bigger, to be a part of this bohemian plan of developing this country. We need men to come forward and care about other men and say, I got you. I understand you have issues. I understand you have some concerns. I understand that you need help. You're not necessarily a bad guy, a bad man, a bad person, but you just need support. You need uplifting. You need mentorship. You need options so you don't end up spiraling down to a life of crime. Today, I actually have retired Superintendent Wilton Johnson in studio. He just recently retired, actually. He's a good Acklands man, so I know him. Actually, he's family, right? But I know him, right? I know that he cares about men. He just recently retired. Has it been a month yet?
From August.
August? That's a couple of months now.
Yeah, a couple of months.
Five months. And he has already jumped in, rolled up his sleeves and said, I plan to do something. I'm going to be a part of the solution to helping young boys. After retirement, my cousin Wilton joined as administrator to a school. And I want to talk about this school too, because you have a program that is happening soon that you're going to talk about. But I want to hear your journey. I want to hear a little bit about your role as a police officer, right? And then why you joined, firstly, your church and then the school, right? And then we talk about the program that you spearhead in developing. Wilton is an administrator of Tilios. I pronounced the school yet?
Tilios Christian School.
Yes. Tilios Christian School. I know about Tilios Christian School, right? I call it a basketball school, right? But I know the school, and he could correct me of the narrative. It is usually, or once people said that when you had problems in other schools, you go to Tilios and they sort you out. They put you on a pathway. So I said, man, Tilios out of school, bad boys, eh? Because a lot of them, they go on through the system and then Tilios said, no, I can fix them. That's the school where they say they fix people, give them a second chance, and then put them in the right path, and they develop them. That's the type of school it is. And I can let Mr. Johnson go into detail about him, and then about tell you what type of school it is, right? Because I think it's one of the premier basketball schools in the Bahamas. When you think about basketball, you think of Tilios, right? They have your focus to go off to college and thing to do that. But without further ado, let me introduce you formally to retired Superintendent Wilton Johnson. And then I want to talk briefly about his journey and then how you get to Tilios and all of that. Go ahead, Mr. Johnson.
Well, good morning, Mr. Nuri. Good morning, Bahamas. Well, of course, Mr. Nuri, how I get to Telios, it's only God. But however, after retiring, I had 2 months leave, pre-retirement leave, and of course my wife and I want a cruise, and of course I had other areas that I was looking at going, other organizations, I'm paying in the high five-figure, in the very high five-figure, and I was looking at that, and then we was on the cruise, and one night I just couldn't sleep. My wife was snoring and sleeping, and here I was twisting and turning, and like the Holy Spirit gripped my hand and said, no, you already worked for me 40 years in the secular, you're going to do my work. Mm-hmm. And so, boy, I said, what? So I mean, she woke up that morning, we went for breakfast, and at the breakfast table, I said, honey, I said, boy, I feel like the Lord calling me to be a part of full-time service at my church and Telios Christian School, which is a ministry of New Testament Baptist Church. Our pastor is Dr. David Adams. And of course, when that spirit hit me, I said, wow. And my wife said, you sure? Because of course, I already sent a resume into these other organizations, which I don't want to name. And of course, my heart was tugging. It's nothing like having a peace. So I said, man, I said, when I go in, I'm going to speak to pastor and let him know what I'm interested in. And so I when I came in, I said, Pastor, I need to see you. And so when I came to him, I said, Pastor, I said, boy, I said, the Lord gripping my heart to come to help work to tell your school and the church. He said, Wilton, you wouldn't believe it. Say, behind the scene, I was praying for you to come here after I heard that you were retiring, not knowing that. Because the church and, of course, some of my officers who worked with me, they had a celebration of retirement for me, a surprise one at my church service. And after going there, of course, some of my schoolmates, the class of 83, R.M. Bailey, they all combined and had this big thing for me. And when my pastor heard that, he said, well, I want to approach Wilton on that before somebody grab him. Because, you know, when you leave with a clean record and you are senior officers, a lot of entities and organizations run after you, which it was. I had many of them running after me and asked me for my resume, but I only put in for two. And like I said, paying in the high five figure and close to the six figures. But, you know, when God get a hold of you, you don't worry about those things. You want a peace of mind. And so my pastor was excited and glad. He said, but before you make a decision, go and pray about it some more because it might only be a little feeling that you're feeling. And I came back to him, me and him went on a trip to Chicago. And I say, Pastor, I say, man, I say, I have no peace and I have no rest. I'm sanctioning this, that I'm coming to work the Telios Christian School and full-time at our church, New Testament Baptist Church. And he was all excited and thanking God, and man, he's bragging, oh, my officer is going to come full-time, blah, blah, blah. And so right now, I'm one of the administrators at the school, and I came there in September, and the Lord has really been working. And like you said earlier, Mr. Nuri, a lot of the young men at that school got kicked out of other public school, and some of the other public school don't even want them. And like you said, tell your school throughout the years, if anybody know my pastor, they figured that the family members or they figured that my pastor has the answer that can fix it. But of course, we use the Bible. We use trying to convert them, first of all, before we even get them into other programs. Because I believe the Bible says that the heart of man is wicked, desperately wicked. And once they come to know the Lord, and we could sort of counsel them and challenge them in the right direction, which I've been doing when I came there in September. And so my journey on the police force was a great one. I wouldn't trade that for anything in the world. It caused me to send my three kids to university. It caused me to be the person that I am today. And of course, I have a strong family backing and my brothers and sisters. And of course, most people know me as an assistant coach for C.I. Gibson as well. I work along with my brother KJ for many years, more than 29 years. And of course, to walk away from that program is really hurtful. But again, I can't be biased. I got to stick with one. Like you said, Telios is a basketball power schoolhouse in the private schools. They've been winning for many years, small schools, and they're really a team to really reckon with. And of course, in the UK as well. But when I came, I told my brother that, you know, full-time. And even in tournaments, when we have our local tournaments and when we have tournaments in the Hugh Campbell, if C.I. Gibson is playing my church school, I was part of that ministry for more than 30 years, New Testament Baptist Church. So whenever Gibson, I would come off the bench and sit in the stands. I didn't want no conflict of interest.
No.
I'm a deacon in the church. That's my church school, the ministry of our church. And then C.I. Gibson's the team that I've been working with, which was a part of my alma mater as well. And so people, they say, why are you on the bench? I say, that's my church school they play. Mm-hmm. And I be neutral. I try to cheer for one, I cheer for the players, but inwardly I know that, look, whoever win, I win too. Mm-hmm. And so that's been my journey there. And again, I'm here and I'm assisting them right now too. We have two great coaches, one of our pastor's son, Darius Adams, and of course, Walter Charlton. I assist them from the background and help them coach as well in the small school league. And so me being there is really, I feel at peace. I feel I could go to sleep at peace. And I tell you what, knowing where I'm at, I know that's the place of God. For me to step down from where I was going to make to now, it only could be God. And my pastor, he is excited about me coming on board and my entire church as well. So that's being there, it's a blessing.
What's your name of your pastor again, and where is your church located?
Yeah, my pastor is Pastor Dr. David Adams. We are located in Dolphin Drive. If a lot of people know where HNH Junior School is. And, of course, once you go to HNH Junior School, you take a right. After coming from around the six-legged roundabout, and then you take a right. It's in Dolphin Drive before you go to what they call White Grove over mm-hmm. the hill. Our church is right there on the left. It has the uniform color of the Bohemian flag.
And the church is across the street, and the school is next to it.
Right, the school is right next to it. Okay. Yeah, it's on the same property. And so we have like a little over 300 students. It's been growing. My pastor started it some 28 years ago. He started from scratch with the kindergarten and moved right up. And some of the kids are from our churches. But you have a lot of them who, like I said, parents heard about the school, and they brought them there for a good, great Christian education, because my pastor believed in Christian education. And I'm going to quote one scripture voice, Joshua 1:8 says, this book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Then thou shalt have good success. It starts with God and ends with God. A lot of people want to let's throw in education. They want to throw in other programs, which is good. Nothing wrong with that. But we got to have God in the mix in order to see the heart of man change for a better country. You see what happened yesterday on a Sunday? When I think we should have been majority, we should have been worshiping. Two person got killed mm-hmm. on a Sunday. It's really heartbreaking. On a Sunday, yeah. It's really heartbreaking.
You are a part of a new program spearheaded by the church for the school. There's a theme. It's a building character while shaping the future.
Yes, sir.
It's a boys' conference.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right? And it's a part of the church. The church and the school is basically the same thing, right?
Right, yes.
Co-mingling, right?
Yes.
Who is spearheading this, and why, and how did it come about? This theme, building character while shaping the future, this all-boys conference.
Yes.
And why is there a need for it?
Yes, it is a need, not only at our school, but through the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. What happened is that me being there from September to now, I saw a lot of young men that need guidance and help. And I asked God, I said, God, what can I do to help them? Of course, I do one-on-one counseling. Sometimes they get in trouble. We know our school deal with them, counseling, and we have a section where we partner them too, based on their parents' signature, that we can partner them when they're behind, no more than 5 licks. And of course, you try to say, you know, it's not all partnering. So sometimes we call them and we don't even partner them, but we talk to them and tell them, why are you doing what you're doing? When you come to find out their story, Mr. Newry will make you cry.
It's the story's that bad?
Story that bad. No fathers in the home. There's one particular guy, I'm not going to call on the student's name, but this particular guy, he lives with his stepmother. He never saw his mother. His mother, after being born, took him by his boyfriend, mother, and threw in the lap of his boyfriend, mother. So the father is dating somebody else, living with somebody else, and he's living with them. Now, the father broke up with the girlfriend and leave him with the girlfriend. The father's gone. Living there. And so here's a guy, he wants attention. And every other day, he's in some UCIC. He came from another school. This is his first year at school.
Mm-hmm.
I say, man, after talking to him, I had to pull him in. And when I call his, he never wanted me to call his father, which I do. I call his mother, his grandmother, actually. And his grandmother tell me the story. Man, the tears came in my eyes. I say, wow, no wonder why he's acting out. So a lot of times you see kids acting out, they want attention. You don't get it from his father. And of course, his stepmother treats him okay. Let me put it like that. Okay. But he's not feel love. He's 15. And he said, nobody loved me.
The connectivity.
The connectivity, yeah. The connectivity is not there. And with this conference, what we are doing too, I took my whole weekend calling up every father. Because we have it from...
You call all these boys father?
Yes.
You call their daddy?
I call their daddy.
Their daddy coming?
Some of them coming. Some of them say they could try. But the majority of them say they come. I still have some more to call because it's a lot. And a lot of them, we have this form here. And the form has a signature for them, the sign in the back. Because on Friday, we have intention of taking them down to the prison. Not to scare them, but to see what the prison life is all about. Because a lot of times, they hear from the street gang that, man, ain't nothing wrong with prison, and they make it feel like it's okay to go to.
Yeah, you can survive.
Right, survive. So we have a signature for the parents to sign, because not all of them might want their kids to go through that. And so they're going to sign this form, and the form was already start coming in. But some of them didn't even give their father the form, or they didn't even, because their father's not in the home. They don't see their fathers in months.
Let me ask you this. Is this seminar, this conference, this boys' conference, only for children at Telios, or are there people who know their children is at risk and say, I need my boy child to be a part of this program? Can they call and say, I can bring him?
We wouldn't have no problem with that. But the thing was, we started off because I see the need at Telios. I say, let me do something here. And because I did this before somewhere else, and I used to run the police camp for many years, on Claridge Road area, when I was at Woodford Police Station, I ran it for many years, and we did the same thing that I'm doing now. And I say, you know what, let me just touch, even though it's a Christian school, they're hearing about the word. We have chapel 3 times a week. And of course, they're hearing the word being preached by other ministers coming in here and there. And so we bring in speakers as well. But I say, let me just do this conference so you can gear up for this. And what we're going to do too, when the fathers come on Thursday, we're having a luncheon where they can sit down with their son and sit down with their father, and they can dialogue and talk to them. Because a lot of things, they come to me and my daddy on that level to talk. Man, my daddy only give me a couple of dollars. My daddy ain't there for me, man. And you hear him, he's crying. We wonder why the country's going the way it's going.
Is it important for boys to talk to their daddy?
Yes, it is. Because
talk about what, though?
Talk about life. Some of them might have made mistakes. Their fathers might have made mistakes, and they don't want their children to go down that path as well. So their job is to say, look here, yeah, I made a mistake. I did this. But I don't want you to go down this road. Even that can maybe linger in the back of their minds. And if they made the great decision of trusting Jesus as Savior, they could even have a better help by the Holy Spirit to help guide them from doing a deterrent or doing what their father did in the past. And a lot of these fathers, I called one or two of them the other day. Man, I know, but I say, sir, your son needs you for 2 hours. Only it's from 10 to 12.
Just 2 hours?
2 hours, 10 to 12. We have a session, and that's a session that Mr. David Williams, most of you might know him.
I know Dave.
Yeah, David Williams. He's going to be one of our guest speakers, a friend of mine who I knew for many years, doing a wonderful job. And I have him to speak to the fathers and the sons. And then we have a gentleman by the name of Evangelist Kwame Selva, who's one of our evangelists, out of our church, who will be sort of preaching to them and showing them the right way and going to God to help that son make better decisions, better choices, carrying the sons out and showing them, look here, showing them about life. And so that's what it was all about. And like I said, this was birthed by myself. And I spoke to my pastor. He said, run with it. Run with it, Wilton. I love it. And so that's what we're doing right now for this coming Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the 29th, 30th, and 31st.
Yes, I'm talking to retired Superintendent Wilton Johnson, and he had an all-boys conference. How many days is it, and when does the conference start?
Yeah, it's 3 days. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, like I said, at the 29th, 30th, and 31st. But the 31st is the visit to the prison. So I'll do a little hour and a half tour, however Commissioner Claire decide how long it'll be. And of course, like I said, we will have the boys there to show them this is not the place to be, so you can have a visual what it is. And like I said, we're not just grabbing them and taking them. We have a signed form, consent form from their parents. They say, yes, my son could go. Because even some of the other parents already say, I heard about the conference. I want my boy go. But they like 10, 11. We don't want to get them.
Yeah,
we
too young.
Yeah, too young. So we want to go from 13 and up. And of course, like I said, we just want them to know that, look here, this is not the place to be.
Let's go over the various days. You say Wednesday. It's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
Wednesday. What happened on Wednesday?
Wednesday, we have, starting off with a young man by the name of Davide Cash. to buy cash at the age of 14, 15 maybe, commit an armed robbery.
At 14?
Yeah. He don't mind me calling his name. He has a testimony out there. While I was working at the National Security, I worked there for 4 years, from 2018 to 2021, National Security. And I was running a program called the National Neighborhood Watch. And this guy, of course, I sit on the board with a former commissioner of police. He died now, Paul Farquharson. Mm-hmm. And he was on that prerogative board of mercy, whatever. People getting their record expunged and all of that. And so I was sitting. He would call me many times to sit and just to listen and give, you know, points as to if this person deserve it or what.
The opportunity. Go ahead.
The opportunity, yes. And so I work along with him there as well, my part there at the Ministry of National Security. And we would, many times, and this was a particular young man who came through the system, and he sort of, that's attached to me, and he called me, I'll encourage him. He said, "Mr. Johnson, I made a mistake." He said, "But I'm willing to tell the world, don't go down that path." And he didn't rob with no gun, you know. He robbed with a 2x4. He went in the store, when the mom pop store, had one 2x4, and he wanted to fake the old man, tell him, "Give me what I got," and da da da. But of course, it's a armed robbery.
Yeah.
And so he got a record. And of course, he would have did it whatever time, whatever. And he's out and he's spreading the word. Look, yeah, he goes to different places speaking. So I had him before, and I tell him, "I want you to come to this boys' club." So he's going to start out.
On Wednesday.
And he's going to tell them at a young age. And he's right with his past. He can let them know, what, 15? Some of you in 15? And yeah, I made a big mistake. Do not do it or do not follow your friends. As a matter of fact, he said that one of his friends engaged him to do that. Mm-hmm. While he's outside, he went inside. And of course, he got locked up, you see. And he's going to start off. Then we have another gentleman who's worked with me at National Security by the name of Superintendent Kendrick Brown. Mm-hmm. Kendrick Brown, he is on shock treatment a lot.
Yeah.
And so he will be one of our speakers, the second speaker on Wednesday as well. And like I said, I don't need to tell him anything. I give him a project when he worked under me at National Security, and he run with it. He's one of those go-getters. Mm-hmm. And so Kendrick Brown will be our speaker as well on Wednesday.
So this is Wednesday. And again, where is this taking place? Like, where's the location?
This will be taking place at our church and school ground.
Okay. Dolphin Drive.
And let me just stick a pin there, too. While we're having a men's conference, we're having a ladies' conference as well.
Yeah.
For the students, for the ladies' students. Yeah. We have two ladies came from away, one from the Cayman Island, and her husband. Husband is to speak on Thursday as well. And then we have another lady from Trinidad. Mm-hmm. They go around to high schools and churches speaking, ladies' conferences, encouraging the young girls to keep themselves with their husband, have these young girls know what they're
doing. I'm glad you're not leaving the girls out, because no. Some of these behemoth girls could be vicious.
Yes, yes, yes. Some of them lead the men into what they're doing.
Yeah, they goosey up. "You ain't man enough for me." So we got to step up.
You're right.
Go back to the men's conference. This is happening on Wednesday. You have two speakers. What time that starts on Wednesday?
Starts at 10 a.m. We asked them to be there for 9:30. But we're going to be there in place anyhow by 9:30. And of course.
So 10 to when?
10 to 12.
10 to 12.
And in between, we give them trivia questions. We give them little gifts for the
students.
So it's engaging, yeah. Giving them a little Wendy's card, $10 or Wendy's or Marco pizza. Popeye and stuff like that in between.
Oh, so you get sponsors then?
No.
No? So where you get all these things from?
Sponsors from within our church.
Okay.
Only one person outside, and that's my cousin, Sherman Johnson. Mm-hmm. He has Johnson Truckers. Mm-hmm. I spoke to him the other day. He said, "Cuz, man, look here. I need a little bit of funds to help me with that." He said, "Man, cuz, no problem, man." He ain't given it to me yet, but he's supposed to be sometime today or tomorrow. That's to help me because, again, we're having free lunch for the fathers and the sons.
Which day is the free lunch today?
It's Thursday.
Okay, we reach Thursday. Are we still on Wednesday?
Wednesday. But Sherman Johnson, or my cousin.
But would you take sponsorship if someone listening now and say, "Man, he gets some more gift certificates to give these young boys if they committed to change"?
Yeah. I wouldn't want to take no of money. If they could buy the gift certificate and stuff, I'll accept that.
Let's throw the number here just at this point, too, and we'll do it again.
Yeah.
Where can they call? Like I say, you mentioned you're giving out Wendy's and Popeye gift certificates and Burger King gift certificates. Perhaps these for entities might say, "Man, let me throw a couple more with Joel."
I'd appreciate that. But I don't need no monetary funds.
I understand.
Time. So if they could, they can call me at 477-2036, 477-2036, or 447-7923.
Let me write that down. 477
20
20
36
36. The next number is what?
447-479-7923.
So this is Wednesday. You have two speakers. That's for me, 2 hours. It could be at Telios, which is going to be in Dolphin Drive.
Yes.
That's Wednesday.
Yes.
Wednesday. Right? Now, Thursday. This is when you convincing these daddies to come.
Yes. Yes.
With their sons.
Yes.
I'm not sure if a police officer could convince me to come with my son, but you were able to call these gentlemen and explain to them that their son needs them?
Yes, yes. I sat down on Saturday and yesterday. Yesterday's church time, so in between, I called a few of them. Matter of fact, I visit two of them as well.
Oh, you went to the house and all?
Yes, I went to two of them because I wasn't getting through. And I said, "Son, I've been trying to reach you, blah, blah, blah." Because like I said, from September to now, I sort of build a little conversation, relationship with a lot of the fathers. When I see the fathers could drop off and pick up, it sort of gives me that, hey, there's still some hope.
So there are fathers who are in their children's life. You see, I tell you, they come in, they drop on.
And when they have problems, we call them, say, look here, your son is not doing well academically. Your son getting some problems and look like he's continuing to go along that road. We need to see you. Within an hour,
they come
or the next day. And we try to engage the fathers, even though the mothers, we know the mothers.
No, I understand.
The mothers could be there.
They're different nurturing.
They could be there.
That father's love.
And sometimes we say, look, you bring your mother and your father. At some instance, they're not together. So sometimes the father would say, I ain't coming with her. I ain't coming with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we said, however, it's the child who's the common denominator.
Yeah.
And you need to be there for them. You all don't have to say nothing about your relationship. Come to support your child. And we had some that came, they sit far in the corner or whatever, but we dealt with them, and of course, they left on neutral ground. Okay, you have him this weekend, and I could do this, and we can see that he do this. And so we trying to put into these children's lives, so when they leave the grounds of Telios, they will be better citizens of our country.
Mm-hmm.
Our country needs...
But Telios known for reforming men.
Yes.
They get reformed. They become productive citizens.
And my pastor has a serious regimen there. And guess what? When they get suspended, they don't go home, you know.
They don't go home?
No, they be right around the compound, doing a little picking up trash, doing a little this, doing a little that. And still, under the shed, they can still do their work and stuff. So we don't have a suspension where you go home and
I thought I could be escaped from you. That's why I get suspended. I don't want to be around here. I got to come to school still.
That's what some of them want. Some of them want when they get suspended, go home while the parents are working. No, we still say, you're going to come and knock here. Parents still drop you, but you're not going to go to class. But lunchtime, you're going to go somewhere else while everybody having lunch on the veranda. You're not going to be involved with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we sort of punish them in a way that they don't feel that, you know, because sometimes when people get suspended or get expelled, they feel some type of way.
Yeah. I was going to ask about that. Do you find a number of these young boys angry?
Yes.
They're angry at the world, angry at everybody.
Everything. Wait, look, you all don't know where he come from. You don't know what my cousin say. You don't know my boys them running the streets say. But look, I let them pull up around you, and all you all dead.
They always talking about that.
And so we try to get them from that gang talk mentality. But it's more the life than being in a gang. You see what happened to a lot of those gang members?
Mm.
Look at it. And this is something that's be the first to know, because they phone. We allow them to bring phone to school, but they have to turn it in.
Oh, okay.
They turn it in. They bring the phone because, of course, something they want to call their parents.
Yeah.
When the bell ring, they got to turn their phone. And then when school out, they get their phone back.
Is there a serious gang problem in you talk about New Providence? Because you mentioned moving on from this gang thinking. Mm-hmm. Is there a serious gang problem amongst young men, youth of 13 to 17, that the Bahamas need to get underfoot?
Yes, of course. In my line of work, man, listen to me. I tell you, they trying to recruit them from the womb.
Give me a recruit.
Recruit them into that gang. We have young men, when I used to work, oh man, listen to me. My experience with a lot of them, especially working those summer camps, those guys, them from 5 and 6, shouting one all around.
Yeah.
Distant, showing up their finger signs to say what gang they belong to. And so we just sometimes we trying to get from the young age. And sometimes these guys who get kicked out of school from the other school because they are fighting, involved in gang. When they come to our school, we tell them, look here, that gang thing, out the window.
How do you reach someone like that who has been indoctrinated? Their neighborhood. See, when I was younger, my neighborhood was a gang.
Yes.
It's not like I was a part of a gang.
Yeah.
I'm a part of a neighborhood, and the neighborhood is a gang.
Yeah. You jungle together, you go to the mall together, you go. they scared to travel by themselves.
I scared to travel by myself.
But I said to a lot of them, I say, a lot of times, you may be so innocent, but because you were the guys who doing all the bad, they remember you, and they're going to get you. So you need to stay away from the gang. A lot of the fellas tell me, Mr. Johnson, Brother Wilton, I don't go out no more. I see what you mean. The other day I had a run. Some fellas pull up in my motorbike, mm-hmm. and one pull up in a car, and they just start shooting at us, and we had a run.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't getting no more. I
and say, this is what our young boys yes, are living through.
Yes, I say.
Terrified all the time.
You are known. You are known by the company you keep. When I used to work along with my brother, the C.I. Gibson, I mean, that's picking back off the C.I. Gibson, there were some boys who was on our basketball team. And my brother had a rule. If you're involved in gang, you're going to be a part of this team. If you're in gang, you're going to be a part of the team. You got to come with the gang. One of the gang members had the audacity to come to school and come to my brother.
And challenge your brother?
Challenge my brother. Say, why are you trying to stop my program? You have your program, you deal with it. I can deal with my program. Of course, he didn't know Kevin had meant speed dial.
Mm-hmm.
He called me. I can do this. I said, okay. I gone in Camp Road looking for him.
You see, going to Camp Road
looking for him? Yeah, man. While on patrol, I go on looking for him. I say, hey, what's happening? I say, hey, it's KJ brother, man. I assistant coach, and I called the person name. I said, listen to me, man. We are trying to help him get a better life. Go off to college to get a better life. I say, what you teaching them is not right. I say, you know what I know. Because when they say, what is you way? I say, yeah, that's me. All right? And so a lot of them, Camp Road, who are in these areas, they know us because they come, some of them support us mm-hmm. to some of these games, especially when we come to the Hugh Campbell.
Yeah.
A lot of them, Camp Road, a trailload of them.
Yeah, I know, Camp Road's coming.
Yeah, they come. They come in full force. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them, who are part of different gangs, and sad to say, we've known some of them personally, and they died. The six guys who got shot a few years ago on the corner of Jerome Avenue,
mm-hmm.
three of them I knew personally. One of them, just to let you know how strong the gang is, he's only 15. I was working with him. He was getting in trouble. I was at Wolford Police Station at the time. Always getting in trouble. So Mr. Amler used to call me. He had me on speed. He said, Johnson, I need you to come in now. Let's play and fight again. East Street and Camp Road, always at war.
Mm-hmm.
Always at war. And so this guy, the first day of school, he had a brass knuckle. And everybody who passed the corridor from East Street,
oh.
Him. Bup, bup. So you had all kinds of people with their new shirt bloody up.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my superintendent at the time, Oswald Nixon, we went down there. And we talked to him. We asked him what's going on. Of course, we had to lock him up because he can cause harm.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat down and talked, and we called his mother. His daddy was in his life. And I said, boy, you come start school the first day.
First day of school.
I said, what happened to you? And I called his name, but I wouldn't call his name. But he's one of them who got killed on the corner there.
Yeah.
And so I said, what happened to you, man? And I started to talk to him strong. I had him in my office talking to him strong. I said, look here, man. I said, you know you can't go to no more because we then preparing him to go to shore.
Yeah.
And so me talking to him, his mother crying, say, I don't know what else I could do, and blah, blah, blah. So I said, man, mom, I said, give me him for a couple of months. So what I did, I spoke to him, I talked to him. I said, what is your problem? After his mother gone, he walked around from me sitting down, he started crying. He said, my daddy left me from when I was two.
Oh, God.
He said, I just looking for somebody who could help me. And if I have no male figure around me, you could help me.
So daddies are important?
That important. And you know what he did? He tell me, he say, this is what break my heart. Here I was all macho, up, telling him, man, you go to jail, you get him in jail, you get him dead, blah, blah, blah. He said, would you be my daddy? My heart melt. He asked me to be his daddy.
Yeah, he won mentorship.
Yeah.
He won discipline.
So I said, you know what? I told Mr. Nixon, I said, if those parents from those students don't press charge, I said, just try to work with him.
Mm-hmm.
We had him around the station cleaning up, doing the chores, and whatever work he had. And then after he's done, he'd go to shore, and then shore released him, and he went back into that. And I had him, I was picking him up for youths. Mm-hmm. We have youths at our church on Fridays. He would come to youths. He'd been coming to youths faithfully. Then he started coming to church on Sunday mornings. And his mother said, boy, what you all doing to him? So I said, Mom, just do one thing for me. Get him with a Camp Road.
You got
to
get out of the environment.
I said, yeah, get him with a Camp Road. So she took him, and she came to one of her sisters who was living in the micro area, doing very well. He started after about 6 months. Man, I'm too bored, man. I need to go back home.
Yeah.
Melody went back home.
Yeah.
After a month or two, he joined me back up in the gang activities.
Yeah.
And of course, like I said, the rest is history. He's one of them who got killed.
We need to get a program to have a number of these men, young boys, escape from their environment.
Yes.
The environment is contaminating.
Yes, very contaminating.
Tellios have any success? Actually, I know you all have known for your basketball, but I want to know if you all had any success that these challenge young boys able to go off.
Yes.
They become productive.
Some of them are on the police force. Some of them are on
the get these boys to get on the police force?
Yes, defense force. Some of them are on immigration. And some went to school and never came back. And so it's a success rate for them. And, of course, see, I get to see what my brother did because he is also a member of New Testament Baptist Church. What do? He'll bring the boys to church on Sunday mornings, at least 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
The boys' basketball team, C.I. Gibson, they were there yesterday again. He would let them interact with some of the players from Tellios.
Mm-hmm.
And when they have the tournaments, they're like boys. They know each other.
Yeah,
they know each other. One or two of them even travel with us when we go to the States. Because, you know, my brother and I, we take kids off all the time to the States, Vegas. Orlando and
C.I. Gibson has traveled a lot.
Yeah. And the AAU tournament. So we see a lot of those young men making decisions, you know, to say, boy, I won't come to C.I. I said, no, but you won't come to C.I. You stay right here. You build Tellios. And so Pastor Adams has a son, Darius Adams. He's on the Defense Force. He's a matter of fact, he is a senior officer on the Defense Force.
Yeah.
He went away to play college football and basketball. He's very talented, run, jump, do everything. And he came back, and he's helping out the school program as well. My pastor's son.
Okay.
Yeah. He's on the defense force as well.
Someone asked for your number again, Mr. Johnson. It's 477-2036, 477-2036, 447-7923. That's 447-7923. This text says, good morning. Love this program. It's beautiful. My sons are grown now, but I'm a retired chef. But I would like to help if you may. Can you accept my help so I can help the nation? So I'm just giving them that number that they can call you.
Yes,
and
yes.
I assume that you can take help from anyone who's willing to participate,
yes.
Right? But you are having a 3-day seminar, yes. Right? Tell your school in conjunction with the New Testament Church, right? It's going to be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Right.
It's starting this Wednesday. This Monday, right. Starting this Wednesday at 10 o'clock.
Yes.
10, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And we could give them more details on that. But I want to continue when we come. We're going to take a short break,
okay.
On what's happening on Thursday so we can move to what's happening on Friday, which is going to the prison, right?
Okay.
Thursday is going to be the boys bringing their daddy.
Yes.
And the daddy going to eat with them.
Yes.
And I want to know more about the crap program and what's going to happen on the day. But let's take this quick break.
Okay.
There's Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Neuer. We're talking to, I can call you Deacon here?
Yeah, you can call me.
Okay, Deacon. Deacon Wilton Johnson, right? Former retired superintendent of the police force who is an administrator of Tellios School. They're having this boys conference come Wednesday, 3-day conference, and we're talking about that and the great things they're doing there, especially with Reverend Dr. David Adams there, who sponsors the church and the school right there. We'll be right back.
Seafowl Talks has reached a huge milestone.
And we're celebrating in style.
From expert tips to groundbreaking economic insights, we've brought you the best in finance, investing, and so much more.
Now, we're turning up the volume for the next 100 episodes.
Don't miss the fun,
the knowledge,
and the power of great conversations.
Tune in every Monday at 6:30 p.m. to Seafowl Talks, the podcast you can't afford to miss.
Alpha Sounds Promotion presents Back to Love, an unforgettable evening of smooth R&B vibes and cherished memories. Join us at the Nassau Cruise Port on Saturday, February 15th for a spectacular all-white affair featuring live performances by soul sensations, Freddie Jackson.
Hey everybody, it's Freddie Jackson. I'm coming to Nassau, Bahamas, and we are looking forward to the night of love. You are my lady.
also performing Regina Bell. Also featuring Bahamas' very own Essence Band. Back to Love. Saturday, February 15th.
It's a spectacular all-white affair.
At the Nassau Cruise Port. Get tickets online. BahamasETickets.com. Plantation Bar and Grill. Big Boys Cafe. And Tropics Bar and Grill.
For more info, contact 822-6863.
And I hope to see you there.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, Sino.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So out of the way.
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then finish with them. Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, we have retired Superintendent Wilton Johnson with us, and he's talking about this all-boys conference that they're happening, that's going to be happening on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of this week at the New Testament Church. New Testament?
New Testament Baptist Church, New Testament Christian Baptist School. Yeah, yes. It's really Italian Christian School.
And which is located on
Dolphin Drive.
Yes. And the school and the church is on the same property?
Yes, it is.
Good. Just make sure. Yeah. And it's an all boys conference. If the fathers are invited. It's a conference for Telios boys.
For Telios boys. Yeah.
Yes.
Telios school
and,
boys. Yeah.
And it's going to be Wednesday, January 29th through Friday, January 31st. And on Thursday, the 30th January, we are asking all fathers to come and enjoy the conference with your sons, and that starts at 9:30 a.m. And something we missed, would you say it's happening on Wednesday?
Yeah, on Wednesday, we have a ladies' conference. The husband and the wife came. So the husband, Pastor Jeremiah, he has a school in Cayman Island as well as the church, Calvary Baptist Church. He will be closing out that session on Wednesday. Yeah, Pastor Michael Jeremiah.
Okay, now let's go to Thursday. I know we have a luncheon for the father and sons,
yes,
right?
Yes.
What else is happening? Who's the speakers for that?
The speaker is David Williams, Ernest David Williams. A lot of people know me, always on the radio talk show, work along with the prison ministry, a great friend of ours. Matter of fact, his son helped us coach the C.I. Gibson Riders as well, part of our program, the Prominent Storm Basketball Club. But on Thursday, we have him kicking it off with the fathers and the sons. Letting the fathers know, like I be saying layman term, what time it is.
What time it is.
Yes. You're going to hit them right between the eyes. What their responsibility is all about and playing a good role in these kids' lives, and their sons' life especially. And we have one or two who fathers are away.
Mm-hmm.
Their uncle, who they look up to as a father figure, will be coming to replace their father as well.
But definitely there needs to be a male figure inside a boy's life.
Definitely, definitely.
And to direct and guide. What else happened on Thursday?
And of course, we close over with one of our own members there, Evangelist Kwame Selva. He's one of the evangelists. He goes through the world preaching. Of course, he is one of our members of our church, former assistant pastor as well, but he felt the Lord call him to evangelize, and he's going to be closing out that Thursday session before we go for our luncheon.
Okay, that's Thursday.
Yeah.
While you speak, especially when you're talking off air, reminds my friend Scrooge. I have a good friend, Scrooge, who grew up with me through Hay Street.
Yeah, I know him very well. He was a part of the program, the neighborhood program. I know him.
Yes. And one of the interviews I had with him, he was giving his testimony that he met his father in jail.
Wow.
He didn't grow up with his father. right? He knew of who his father was,
right,
but didn't grow up with who he is, like to know him. And when he got found himself in prison, he happened to got introduced to his father while he's in jail for the first time.
Wow.
Use my daddy, I'm your son. Mm. And then he had that father-son talk. Boy, I don't want you come back inside here. This is no place for no man to be in jail.
Yeah.
Right? And that gave him the impetus to that road to I don't want to follow my daddy's footsteps.
Yeah.
Right? And you're talking about the need for boys to have a role model, a male figure.
Yes.
Right? Yes. So what if the boys and tellers just don't have no daddy?
Yeah, and so what we tell them to do, again, like I said, we tell them to look at somebody in their family members or even a church member or somebody in the organization to be their father figure, who they look up to, who they go to for advice. Because a lot of times these boys go to these fellas for advice. And sometimes it's the wrong set of people they go to for advice because they tell fellas on the street, tell them, man, come sell a couple of joints.
In your pocket,
money in your pocket and all that. And so that's one of the things that we face. When I was working at Wolf Road Station and the other stations, when you check out these young men in the community, they are being led by persons who are, I mean, that's the story. We had a guy who was going off to college, university, and he was in Camp Road. And this is what he did. A known drug dealer in Camp Road, I didn't call no names, told him, say, look here. He went to him for sponsors. He said, look here, you got up to college. Name right up in the papers, getting ready to go.
Yeah.
No doubt he would have been playing Division One. This guy was so good. He's still here locally. He tell him, man, like, you hold this bag of stuff for me overnight.
That's all you got to do.
The DU guys was, you know, watching him, watching his move. The guy ended up holding that. And his whole career down.
Just finished.
Finished.
Opportunity gone.
Opportunity gone. Couldn't even go to university no more. He was going the next day, Mr. Nuri. The next day. My heart broken. Here I was at Wolf Road coming on, my shift. Someone said, oh, boy, you have a boy in the cell. I said, oh, boy? He said, yeah. I said, what? I said, boy, you going to the plane 6 o'clock in the morning. What you doing here? He said, man, they locked me. I said, lock you for what? I said, not you. I said, because you were that stupid to do something like that. Man, you read the docket. Here it was.
Yeah.
A bag, one of those little bags full of
marijuana.
Yeah, and the guy had them. What some of those drug dealers does, they have guys in the different community hold stuff for them.
Yeah.
Who they figure the police might not.
No, don't question.
No question and all that.
Keep that safe for us.
And they're getting the young boys involved.
And they're getting them early.
Getting them early. And this guy ruined his career up to date. He regretting it, but of course he's still around doing positive things. He spent time in jail.
Yeah.
There's nothing I could do to say, it's not like just a minor little joint you get.
It's a whole bag of stuff.
A whole bag of stuff. I can do nothing.
Let's talk about Friday. What's happening Friday?
Friday, we go take a visit at Her Majesty's prison. And so, because of that, like I said, we have a consent form. We don't just want to take them and say, y'all the game. No, we want to make sure that the parents know and they sign off on it. And we're going to take them there for a tour, for a visit to see the condition of some of these men, how they live, 6, 7, 8 men in one cell. Just what you want to be a part of. You know, you are the age to make sensible decisions so you will not allow yourself to come to something, a place like this institution. A lot of people call it a university of Fox Hill.
University of Fox Hill.
Yeah, but we don't want them to go there. We want them to go somewhere else and make productivity in our country. Our country needs young men. Our country needs young men. I see a lot of positive engagement being happening in recent times, you know, with the guards, of those who would be taking care of a hurricane coming and all that. So they're getting some young men involved in positive activities and a lifetime change. And so we need to do that. But like I said, first of all, what we do, we introduce them at our school when they come there to Jesus Christ.
Mm.
Because he is the answer. I don't care what you do, Jesus is still there. He's the only one who can change the heart of man. The Bible said the heart of man, the book of Jeremiah, is desperately wicked. Mm. So only the word of God can change. The Bible said, wherever at all shall a young man cleanse his ways by taking heed thereto according to thy word. the Word of God going to do cleansing. And while we they do the Word of God do the cleansing, we can do the shaping and having these programs, these boys' conference, and these other stuff that go along with it. Because you can't just have boys come and say, oh, we had a success. We had boys come and say, no, we want to make sure their lives is changed for the better. And the more young men lives change for the better, we have a better church, we have a better society, we have a better country, and we have better men that we can brag about.
I want to thank you for being committed. And I also want to thank Reverend Dr. David Adams, too, for his commitment.
Yes.
Right? Because I know when you have bad boys, give up on them to man, hopefully jail. And debt came them. Yeah. Right? Somebody just write them off. But you decided to stand in the gap.
Yes. Say, Lord, my pastor.
We're not going to let them go down this devilish road.
No.
We can try.
Yes.
And so I want to thank you. And then those persons who want to sponsor help, especially with gift certificates, because you say you don't want cash early for that, right?
Yeah.
But as you give rewards to these young boys who are participating inside this conference, mm-hmm. that they can say, here, for your participation, here is a gift certificate to this fast food place or this place for being exemplary in terms of that. They can call you. Give out your number one more time.
Yes, one more time. And before I give my number, I want to say that we encourage Jig boys. Say, look, you get your dad out or father figure, we give you this, we give you that. So it's like it's a little incentive for them to bring their fathers out. And so again, my number is 4-477-2036 and 4-447-7923. Okay. Or you can call the school 325-2012. 325-2012. You can't reach me.
Okay. I see your next test. I see I remember Pastor Adams was a physical education teacher at NCA back in the early 80s.
Yes.
See, he put the NCA Crusaders team a force to be reckoned. American football, girls and boys, track, softball, basketball, volleyball. Thank you, Pastor Adams. There's someone giving kudos to Pastor Adams.
Yes, he always was like
trailblazer.
Yes.
Definitely a trailblazer.
Even though I used to go to R.M. Bailey and C.I. Gibson, he took a group of us away too, and a lot of them got scholarship. I didn't go to scholarship. My brother did.
Mm-hmm.
So my older brother did, and so I ended up in the Belize College.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, but other folks, he always was into youths, always was into helping young people make better decisions for the glory of God.
Good. Thank you very much. Again, that is Deacon. So you use your Deacon title.
Yeah.
Deacon Wilton Johnson. And he's talking about his all-boys conference. They have an all-girls conference also.
Yes.
But we're talking about all-boys conference today, which is going to be a three-day conference, Wednesday, January 29th, 2025, through Friday, January 31st, 2025. And they want the daddies to come out and support their son.
Yes,
to be the role model.
If any of you listening to the sound of my voice and you have a son who's 13 and over, I tell you it's Christian school, please come. Only 2 hours. Spend those 2 hours in the lives of your son.
Yeah, even if your uncle.
Yeah, uncle. Uncle. Yeah, uncle. Yeah.
Come out. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Mr. Johnson, for coming and joining.
No problem, sir. No problem at all. Anytime.
Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.